AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
It's Monday, August 3rd. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. There is no COVID baby boom that some suspected there might be. In fact, Americans aren't making babies, and that could be bad for the long-term economy. Some estimates say there could be 300 to 500,000 fewer babies born next year, which leads to fewer consumers, workers, and taxpayers. Peter Coy, economics editor at Bloomberg Businessweek, joins us for the American Baby Bust. Thanks for joining us, Peter.
Thanks for having me on.
One of the side effects of the pandemic, when this all started right away, everybody says, oh man, there's going to probably be a bunch of COVID babies, pandemic babies, whatever you want to call it. That was kind of the thought line at the beginning. It's actually kind of what everybody always thinks when there's a natural disaster or something. But we're kind of seeing some early indicators that that might not play out. Some estimates say that there could be as much as 300 to 500,000 fewer babies born next year. Tell us a little bit about this, Peter.
That figure you just mentioned is from a Brookings Institution estimate. And it turns out that people who are going through a pandemic and a deep recession just aren't in the mood for having a lot of babies. Just doesn't seem like the right thing to be doing.
Right.
And you can kind of understand. I mean, you may be worried about whether you get a paycheck. You may be worried about being in hospitals at a time when there are going to be patients with COVID there. So, yeah, I mean, it's completely logical if you think about it that the birth rate would fall. That number from Brookings, 300 to 500,000 fewer, is roughly a 10% decline from the normal number of births that would have been expected for next year. And, you know, one of the things my article gets into is some of the other evidence for that, but also, like, what happens next? For example, if it were just a slight postponement where the births would be made up for after things get better, then it wouldn't really be very meaningful. It'd just be a little notch. But if they don't get made up for, then we're going to have a long-lasting hole in the population that COVID put in there.
Yeah, and that's one of the difficulties. There seems to be a lack of time to recover. These recoveries, everybody says, oh, well, everybody will bounce back. They don't always bounce back the same way.
Well, exactly. Think about it. If you're a woman who's 38 years old and you realize the clock is ticking, you were ready to have a baby, and now there's going to be at least a year when you won't, you may still try afterward, but you may run out of luck. If you're a younger woman, if you're 30 or something and you haven't started having children, you sort of had in mind you were going to have three maybe, you may not squeeze in three. You may only have two now.
Yeah.
That's the evidence. This is not just me talking as a man. I'm, one step removed from this. But, yeah, that's what the evidence shows.
And even the sentiment as the pandemic plays out, there was a survey you quoted in the article as well that surveyed 2,000 American women in late April, early May. And they found that 34% of them wanted to delay pregnancy or have fewer kids because of the pandemic. You know, it's just kind of the uncertainty of the whole thing. A vaccine isn't going to come till early next year, most likely. There's still months. And, you know, a lot of people do take the time to plan a pregnancy and all that. And it just kind of throws all that out of the window. Peter, tell us some of the early indicators that we're seeing, because there was a bunch of different things in here. The weddings were slowing down. People getting birth control and stacking that up was going up as well.
Yeah, like the Wedding Report, a company I talked to, said that surveys show slightly over 60% of weddings that were scheduled for 2020 been postponed until either later this year or 2021. I talked to a company called the Pill Club, which founded a 65% increase as of last month in new patient requests for Annovera, which is a vaginal ring that prevents pregnancy for up to a year, so long-lasting birth control. Actually, even talked to a woman from Planned Parenthood who said she's getting more women coming to her who had pregnancies that they wanted to terminate. So it's pretty darn serious.
And the results of all of this, obviously, less babies, babies are cute, all that stuff. But you have to think of the long-term effects of it. Fewer children means fewer consumers in the future, fewer workers, less taxpayers, and then the effect on our older Americans, you know, Social Security gets thrown out of the whack when people aren't contributing. So it's kind of this big old thing that's all tied together. And, I like the way you put it in the article, too. The flip side of it, people say, well, it could be bad on that front, but it could also be good for the planet because there's less people causing pollution.
Exactly. For example, there was a study out of Sweden a few years ago. It was published in Environmental Research Letters. They found that if you're thinking about how to save the planet, you know, you can decide you're not going to fly, you're going to get an electric car, seal your windows so they don't leak heat in the winter. But the single best thing you can do to save the planet is to have fewer children, because children consume resources.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is there any good news on this front? I mean, the numbers are what they are now. The early predictors, we're starting to see them. The birth rate has been going down for a while.
Yeah.
And as we said, it's tough to make up that time. And, a lot of people don't just step it up and start having a ton of babies right away. So is there any good news on the horizon with all this?
Well, call it good or bad, but because, again, different people have different attitudes about this. But the one idea that the birth rate might trend back upward is that when you survey women about how many babies they want to have, it turns out they have been having fewer than their target number. So if women start achieving what they want, then you would see the birth rate rise again. Another indicator is that when we see the total fertility rate low, it could be that what's really happening is that women in their 20s aren't having babies now, but they will have them later. There could be like a societal change where this cohort of women just prefers to delay childbirth, not to have fewer children. We wouldn't know that because who knows what they're going to do. But if that indeed is the case, then we would see the completed fertility rate 25 years from now being higher than the current indications.
Peter Coy, economics editor at Bloomberg Businessweek, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits,
LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.